The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And what is today? It's a Wednesday. A little Phil Collins for you, requested by Todd St. Ors, who's here with us with Gulf Coast Air Care. Something in the air tonight. Get it?
Oh, there's something in the air every night, I think.
There you go. Good morning, Todd, and welcome.
As long as it's not snow, good morning. Right. Happy New Year. This is my first show for the year.
Yes,
so
welcome back.
We're still wishing people Happy New Year, I guess.
I am. Well, we'll do that the whole month of January.
The whole month. Okay. Is that the standard? We'll go with that.
Why not, right? And I just want to say that he is here to talk about Air Care and Gulf Coast Air Care and all the services that they provide. So keep this number handy if you want to text in a question or a comment for Todd this morning, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and our number at the office is 850-934-2768 if you don't want to air out your laundry on the airwaves here. If you got an issue, you're like, I'd rather talk to somebody on the phone. Call us at the office.
Okay.
Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, I just want to start off the new year by, so we had our 30th birthday for Gulf Coast Air Care in the middle of last month.
No kidding. Really? You've been around that long? I didn't realize that.
I don't know where 30 years has gone.
Wow.
And I know you had a birthday yesterday. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Belated, of course.
Yeah. So, it turned out to be a nice day.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, you never know.
That's it. So, I had a little sunshine on my walk yesterday. So, you know, it was great.
Things are looking up.
And, you know, so 30 years in, I'm thinking, well, everybody knows everything about air duct cleaning. And they don't. I'm shocked that there's still a lot of people that they don't know the process. They've never had this done. They don't understand the impact of indoor air quality. You know, because when we talk about, you know, cleaning your ductwork or cleaning your system and doing an assessment and looking at things, we talk about a comfortable building, a healthy building, mm-hmm. and an energy efficient building.
Okay.
The HVAC has a huge impact on all of that.
Of course.
And keeping that system clean is really the biggest part of what you need to do. It's, you know, it's maintenance. You know, and when you defer maintenance, you end up with, you know, these problems get exacerbated a little bit.
No question about it, because it accumulates, right?
It does. You get dust build up. In our climate, it's humid, you know, and it's been pretty nice recently. I've been watching the humidity. Humidity is what makes things uncomfortable. So you'll have the right temperature, but if the humidity's off, it's like, man, it's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot and sticky, or it's cold and clammy sticky if the humidity's up. I mean, we have humidity here all the time. So, you know, that's one of the things that we focus on. And then that moisture, that humidity, it drags you down the road to microbial growth, which is not good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people see, you know, something with their duct system. Like, look at your vent. Look up at your vents. Do you see black stuff around the ceiling?
On the edges, maybe?
Yeah, around the edges or whatever. If it's dark, if it's discolored, if there's dust blowing out. You know, that's a big indicator, because it's already migrated all the way through the duct system and it's blown out on the ceiling or on the wall or, you know, wherever your duct system is.
That is not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign. And so then, you know, people are like, well, who do I call? I don't understand what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've been doing this forever. So we're certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. In the state of Florida, you have to have an HVAC license to clean ductwork.
And that's important. You don't want to have someone that's just a random person that knocks on your door and says, hey, I could do this for X amount of dollars.
Well, on Facebook, there's been people on Facebook that are selling 2-carat diamond rings for $10. Like,
mm-hmm.
come on, you know,
no, exactly.
You're not going to get a duct cleaning for $199 or $299.
That's right.
And so if somebody poses that on Facebook, you want to ask them about their license. And then the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, I brought the little book today. Which, you know, here we are on radio, but we have visual.
Air Cleaners Association. I didn't
National
know about that.
National Air Duct Cleaners Association.
Wow, okay.
NADCA, and it's NADCA.com. If you want a copy of the standard, NADCA, NADCA.com, you can go and download the standard that we use to assess, clean, and restore HVAC systems.
So someone can go to your website and download that.
It's not on our website.
Oh, okay.
You got to go to NADCA.
I gotcha.
I have a link on there somewhere, and I don't know exactly which page it's on.
Okay.
But so you can get this standard. This is the standard that we use for assessment, cleaning, and restoration. So you have to come out and inspect the system and do an assessment. Is it full of mold? Is there duct leakage? Is there ducts components and stuff that's filthy dirty, or they're malfunctioned, they're not working right? I see poor installation. I see people that, in a house that was built in the 60s or 70s, and they've moved in, they've remodeled, and they get to that air conditioner and start out with 2.5-ton unit, and now they have a 3.5-ton unit.
Mm-hmm.
And the duct system is not designed for that. It pushes a lot of airflow.
Okay.
So, that's part of our assessment too. We look at, do you have hot and cold rooms? Do you have all this stuff going on? And then who do we call? So at Gulf Coast Air Care, we've been doing this for a long time. And one of the principles that I do when I approach the radio show is as education. I want the consumer to be wise. We're not the only duct cleaning company in town, but we will help you make the best decision for the best outcome for your situation.
And that's very important.
It is important. And being A-rated from the Better Business Bureau, having 30 years experience, I got guys that have been on my team 27, 28 years.
And you can't put a value on experience.
You cannot. And that experience, when they show up to do a process, they completely understand how to interact with you, what expectations to create, and how to get the job done in the best manner, the most efficient manner, and the best outcome for you. So you do have a clean, comfortable, healthy building that's energy efficient, because all of that stuff is important.
If you're just tuning in this morning, this is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg Pep Talk, talking with Todd St. Orns with Gulf Coast Air Care. If you've got a question or a comment, this is the time to send it in on text at 850-437-1620. So having this expertise, Todd, in this time of year, what are the common calls that you're getting, the things that are coming up right now? I know we've had such a weird weather where it's 70 one day and 30 the next day, and I've got my heat going and my air going, and all I know to do is my brother-in-law is on me all the time about changing the filter once a month. That's his big thing with me.
And so all of those factors into having good, healthy indoor air quality.
Right.
So the National Air Duct Cleaning Association addresses a lot of that stuff. You should have an assessment done once a year, according to the NACA standard.
I think people put their units in, and as long as it works, they don't do anything else.
Right. I spent a lot of time in the Navy, as you know. And, so the Navy toolkit is a hammer and a bigger hammer.
Yes.
And then
yes.
The Navy motto on a lot of maintenance, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it,
Right.
They're not like that now. But I remember a few chiefs saying that to me, a long time ago.
But that's not your philosophy with this.
I was in the Navy 40 years ago. The Navy has changed. So
A little bit.
But you want to have somebody do an inspection on your HVAC system. It's called right out in the ACR, Assessment, Cleaning, Restoration. That's the name of this document that we go by. And just have somebody look at the system. And you talked about, we got cold weather one day and warm weather the next day. When you go from off to heat, you get one thing. We've had some cold snap, so all that stuff that's in there has been baked off or burned off. It's gone through the duct system. And a lot of people, I tell them in October, November, pre-run your heater so that when that first cycle kicks in, you get that burning smell
and
all that
smell.
Stuff.
Yeah, the dust.
That gets out of the way, and then you can ventilate the house. When you do it now, my heater's been on numerous times, so we don't have that weird, funky heater smell. That comes with a lot of them. And then when you go to air conditioning, you get a day that warms up a little bit, it's like, oh, it's a little stuffy in here or whatever. Then you go to AC and the coil gets wet.
Oh,
so now you've had
a
dry coil and you've gone to a wet coil. And then the next day we're back to off or back to heat again. So we got a dry coil again. So we'll get this little biofilm that's on there if the air conditioner hasn't been cleaned in a few years. And what happens is, you get a funky, it smells like a wet dog or old sour towels that have been left in the laundry for a few days,
I know that smell.
that musty odor or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll get that coming from the system. And a lot of times that is lack of maintenance, or it's just that coil going from wet to dry, wet to dry. And usually it's earlier in our winter cycle of our season, but it's happening now, when we have warm and cool weather. You go from wet to dry coil and you'll get this funky odor. I get these calls all the time. We're having weird odors from the air conditioner. Or people are having reaction, you know, they have allergic reactions, itchy, watery eyes, or sneezing, they're coughing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and you don't know what it is. You don't really have a call to go to the doctor.
I'm not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can help you with that by doing an assessment. It's the new year. Plan for your assessment. So a lot of people, and they realize, like, well, my heater's working okay right now. And the big season is 7 or 8 months of air conditioning. And that usually doesn't start till March or April.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on our weather cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, by the end of April, 1st of May, your air conditioner's up and running. And by then, you should have had your air inspection, and you should have everything done ready for that long, grinding air conditioning season. And that's where a lot of stuff, you know, the drain lines come into play and all that stuff comes. Assessment, cleaning, and restoration is all part of that.
And so, what is the typically the price on that? It depends on the size of the unit, of the home, or?
We charge by the vent. So we go, depending on how many, you know, so a 1,200 square foot house is a lot less expensive than a 4,000 square foot house with two systems and all that. And the most important part, I think, is you absolutely want to have the HVAC equipment cleaned. So we pull the blowers out, clean and sanitize the coil. We'll occasionally pull the heater elements, but we clean the heater elements. If it's a gas furnace, we'll address the heat exchanger and all that. That's the most important part, because the buildup that you get in an HVAC system starts there and spreads to the duct system.
That makes sense.
And then, you know, so then you have the plenum, which goes up, and then it goes into the majority of systems are in the attic. They're out of sight, out of mind. You don't go up there if you don't need to. And once you get up there, you're not sure what you're looking at. But you'll get some buildup up inside there. And so oftentimes when we do our assessment, we include in our pricing, in our quotes, antimicrobial paint if you've got a mold issue, sealing up gaps, cracks, and holes so that leakage, you know, if you can take that 10% of that leakage and convert it back in so it's leaking into the attic or it's not getting into the conditioned space of the house, you keep that in the duct system and put it in there. I mean, it can have an impact of 15% to 20% on your power bill.
Wow, that's huge. You know?
And,
that's
and
worth it right there.
Then you're changing your thermostat.
Yeah,
because most people only have the one tool, which is the thermostat.
Right.
You know, and if it's not comfortable, if it's not the right temperature, you know,
you're
up or
the
down,
buttons.
That's the tool we got. You know, it's like that.
And there could be other factors at play.
Screwdriver with a butter knife, you know, that's kind of things like that's not the right tool. You know,
not
so
the right approach.
I encourage everybody to also have a hygrometer. And a hygrometer is a little gadget that tells you, it's a mobile thing. Yeah, I mean, you can move it around the house. It tells you humidity and temperature, so you can put it in one room.
That's interesting. So we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care this morning. If you've got a question, you can text into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. I wanted to ask you about that. I live in a very small, I have a small condo, but I'm very aware that different rooms have different temperatures. Now, it may say, my thermostat may say it's 68 or whatever, but I know for sure that one room's colder and the other room's warmer.
Right.
So is that a fault in the system, or is that just normal? I mean, I talked about it with some friends, and they were saying, yeah, we have this back room that just gets really cold. And
in most residential settings, there's no balance features. So the airflow goes in the ductwork and it flows out.
That's the word I'm
so
looking
for.
So
the closest vent to the unit probably gets the most airflow. It depends on the size of the duct. You know, a smaller room has a smaller duct, a bigger room has a bigger duct.
Of course.
And, you know, so we do a lot of balance work. I mean, we measure airflow and say, okay, are we getting 2 tons of airflow out of this 2-ton system? Are we getting 3 tons of airflow? Or are we getting, you know,
less?
And
I wouldn't know how to measure that.
Right. So, and it's not complicated, but you need experience. You need specialized tools. That's what I'm looking for. A flow hood or bolometer is what we use, and it's calibrated. And then so you measure everything. As soon as you have that data, you can pinpoint what the issue might be. So, and we get a lot of calls for that, like, wow, the airflow in this room is just not right.
Right.
So you can feel it oftentimes, but you can also get a hygrometer. I think I have one.
A hygrometer. Okay.
Yeah. H-Y-G-R-O meter, hygrometer.
Okay.
And it measures temperature and humidity. And they're a little gadget, you know, like a little weather station or whatever, battery operating, put them anywhere. And so it'll give you an indication of what's going on in that end of the house, that room, that portion of the system. And then, you know, so balancing is one of the things that helps it. It's more comfortable. You know, it's like we just close the door in that room and it becomes a storage room, you know, because it's not right. Mm-hmm. And you want to ventilate all portions of your house.
Oh, so you really shouldn't do that then?
No, you should leave that open. Have a little bit of airflow going through all. Otherwise, you get a heat load that gains and it impacts the rest of the walls and the rest of the flooring and the rest of the house.
No, that makes sense.
Having a hot spot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, and it's that nuanced tuning that we do after duct cleaning. I mean, you should see some of the stuff. We open up these air handlers and they're just furry inside. Like, oh, this is a problem.
That's not good.
But then when you get down the line, it's like also there's a crushed duct or there's been some squirrels or rats in the attic and they've chewed up this one duct and that's why it's got some leakage down there. We want to get that fixed as well. So there's a lot that goes into that assessment and that proposal on how to bring everything up to speed.
What are the signs that it's time to, if you get it assessed, but what are the signs that as a homeowner or that you would know, okay, I really need to look at this. Maybe it's time for a new unit.
Well, I mean, particulate on the ceiling is, mm-hmm. That's an indication that you've had a duct leakage issue or you've had, duct particulate saturated all the way through from the start of the unit where the filter is, the return, all the way through to the outflow, which is a supply grill. Mm-hmm. The other thing that, people look at, like air conditioners now are way more efficient than they used to be, and they're way more technically oriented from the – they have to be tuned right, they have to be set up right, they have to run right, and they have to be clean to work and be as energy efficient as you want. So if you have an air conditioner that's 15, 16, 18 years old, it's time to start thinking about it. May run okay, mm-hmm. but there is another piece of equipment out there that is so much more efficient.
And that could save you a lot of money.
Well,
it will
save you a ton. But if the one thing that I see people doing is like, wow, that room never cools right. This back whole end of this house is not right. So the return's undersized or the unit's set correctly and it's just not balanced. So somebody says, well, I'm going to go from a 2.5 ton to a 3 ton unit. Well, a contractor who's not paying attention to that nuance, he would love to sell you a 3-ton unit because he makes more money doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we go from 3-ton to 4-ton. And that now we're overcooling, and that unit, instead of running the full time that it needs to run to get the house right, pull the humidity down, cool everything down, it runs for 7 minutes in a cycle and shuts off. That's called overcooling.
So more tonnage is not necessarily better.
Bigger is not better.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
That's my mantra in air conditioning. Bigger is not better. And, so you don't want to go with a bigger system unless you've assessed the duct system. People add on, they'll enclose a Florida room, patio, the garage, something like that. You can add ductwork there, but you got to balance that system. You got to make sure the return's set up right. There's a lot more to it than just that simple, rule of thumb or whatever we're talking about. So.
No, that makes perfect sense.
But I want everybody to remember, bigger is not better.
Okay.
It's just not. And then, so if your system's older and you're going to do a change out, that's a perfect time to clean the ductwork because they pull that unit out. We got full access to the plenum, which is that duct that goes up into the attic.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We can, and it delays the reinstall of the unit a couple hours. But, you're making a change that's going to be there 15 years.
And would be very worth it to take that extra time to get that all cleaned and inspected. And
absolutely.
Makes perfect sense. So. All right, here's a very elementary question because I've talked about it with several friends with all this fluctuation in weather. What is the ideal temperature to put your system on?
Whatever you're comfortable at. If your humidity is at 40 to 50%, it's super comfortable. And then you just set it whatever feels good. We're running right now at my house at 40% humidity, and we are running at 72 degrees.
Okay, really? Okay, because I hear 68 all the time.
Yeah, that's a kind of a government standard. It's dated to save energy or whatever. But the biggest question I get in the summertime is, how do I need to run that? You can't run your house at 70 degrees in Pensacola in the summertime and because the humidity's out of whack.
Right.
So I run my house at 77 or 78 degrees. Look how I'm built. I'm built like a polar bear. And people think, well, how do you do that? Well, because the humidity is in the range that makes comfort. If your humidity is, and this is another reason why you want to get a hygrometer, if your humidity is above 60% on a regular basis, you're going down the road to a microbial growth. It's just a matter of time.
No kidding. So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And it's important to, to look at both aspects of it, temperature and humidity, because both of those are big factors in how comfortable and how healthy your building is. And of course, how energy efficient.
And you work both with residents and building businesses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do residential, commercial, industrial, institutional work. I mean, we've, you know, I've got a contract with the Air Force down at Hurlburt. We've done work for the, you know, all over the area. And I'm licensed as an HVAC contractor in Florida and in Alabama. So, you know, we do assessment and commercial work and all kinds of stuff. We got a big one pending downtown right now. So we do a lot of education or help for people that just don't understand all that fine tuning that needs to happen.
Well, that would be me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you discussing all of this. And one of the things that you have is a newsletter that goes out monthly. Yes. That
yeah.
people can sign up for it. And there's definitely tips right now. It's talking about what you were just talking about, the humidity.
Right.
And how to monitor that. And that's very helpful.
I've been producing a newsletter for 13 years. And I write a short article every month about, you know, HVAC, the season, what, you know, what's going, what do you need to think
what's
about?
Relevant now?
And then I have my thoughts that I put on there. I put the funny bone on there. I have a quote, you know, I have that, you know, like days of the month, you know, like it's, what was it? National Dress Up Your Pet Day yesterday or
yes,
day before.
Something like
or,
you know, that. Like, well, there was a throw
was
out your
Ugga dressed up in red and
he's always dressed up
oh,
in
yeah,
red and
okay,
black.
Okay, well,
there was a throw out your fruitcake day last week or 2 weeks
there we go. So, you know, that might make the newsletter at some point. So, but it, you know, it's just a thing that like, if you need help or if you are wanting tips, there's a special offer that we do every month in there, be it, you know, for filtration, ultraviolet lighting, you know, all the things that I want people to think about. So if you want to get the newsletter, you can get it digitally by email, or we actually print it and mail it out. We still mail quite a few. I think we have over 1,600 people on our mailing list.
No kidding. Well, see, there's something to be said for having it in your hands. I still like a newspaper. I still like to have it.
Where
I can put it up, post it on my refrigerator and see these little tips to help me get through the month.
Right.
Those are great.
If you want the newsletter, call us at the office, 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze. We have been for 30 years.
Congratulations. And that says a lot, because that means that you're consistent, that you have accountability and credibility in the community. And I know I see Todd everywhere. He gives back to the community as well.
Well, and I, you know, I had my friend Eddie, who's helping us with some digital stuff and internet stuff. He said, how long has it been since you won a Better Business Award? I said, I won two, but yeah, the last one was in 2014. He goes, well, it's time to, you know, get out there again.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm up for a Better Business Award. You know, we still are providing the same award-winning customer service that we did, you know, 30 years ago. I started out in a work shirt. I had a hold of my own bootstraps, and, you know, away we went. I used to work at the NADEP at the Navy base.
Oh, my goodness.
And I went out the gate and started this company, and here we are 30 years later.
Congratulations. So, that says a lot.
You know, I take a little pride in being in the community and trying to help out people in situations and all. You know, we were riding around the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember going in that building. She's like, really? When was that? You know, I was riding with my wife. She said, oh, like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We did a quote for there. And she's like, what about, you know, we were looking at new workout equipment.
She's, oh,
I said,
gosh.
Yeah, I've been in that building probably about 15, 18 years ago, but
oh,
it was right
goodness.
When they first started up. What? So
right.
We, you know, we just have a circuitous route that we've been in this neighborhoods forever. So
well, we've been talking with Todd St. Ors. He is Gulf Coast Air Care. Now's a great time to give them a call. Give your number again so folks can call you to get
850-934-2768. And if you don't have a good air filter,
yes,
you
sir.
Are one.
Yes, sir. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.